you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, what if I told you shut up?
Josh Wolf later on this morning. Petey's in the house. Yeah. Craig Evans. Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Download the podcast. You heard that. TNTRadioEmpire.com there.
Thirsty Thursday. Yeah.
I hope people know that's tongue-in-cheek because Radio Pro, they're the same everywhere. Two for Tuesday, Thirsty Thursday.
No, but our buddy Lindog is paying attention to that, and he's going to be bellying up to the bar tonight because you reminded him.
Yeah.
Just like he would have, say, last night or on Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, he'll show up tomorrow seeping.
Monday night, Sunday night.
Yeah. Just put on clothes before you go to the bar, LD.
Yeah. Always forget.
They don't dig that there.
Even in the winter, he forgets.
Yeah, take them off when you're posing for old man ass quarterly.
Skin Dog.
Yeah, it's only a quarterly publication now.
Skin Dog.
Yeah.
You guys do know Christmas is like a month away,
I
right?
know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Actually,
what?
Not a month.
About 6 weeks.
A month and 10 days is Christmas Eve.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So 4 weeks and 10 days. Well, a month and 10 days means 5 weeks. That means 6 weeks.
Whatever. I just said a month and 10 days. I don't. Whatever. Yeah, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Yeah. It's close. It's like a month away until it's like Christmas week. Yeah.
You have the actual number of days?
But push on top of that.
I don't count it down.
We don't do Christmas decorations until the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's what I, you know.
I don't blame people around here for putting them up early because you never know when all of a sudden it's going to be 0 degrees until February. Don't nobody want to do that.
No, I see a lot of companies putting them up at the lights in people's houses. I guess, but you don't have to turn them on.
Right. That's true.
That's the key.
That's true.
No, I see a lot of,
there's a house on my street that the night after Halloween, fully lit up with Christmas lights. November 1st.
Yeah, what are you going to
fully lit up.
41 days.
41?
My calculations.
One month and 10 days.
I don't know how many shopping days that is.
The year of our Lord.
And how many Chick-fil-A shopping days that is.
Oh, that's right.
There's fewer there.
Yeah, that's true.
Who wants a chicken sandwich for Christmas?
Gift card, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe a gift card, yeah.
Wait in line.
Still got to wait
30
in line.
Minutes. Yeah.
30 minutes.
But people like to. I'm curious now.
That's what I'm getting all my kids is Chick-fil-A gift cards only redeemable on
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes. It's genius.
It is. It's my best bet.
Yeah. What's your phrase, Craig? Oh,
nothing.
Sorry, something else. Okay. Oh, you're looking at the calendar?
Yes.
How quick everything
looking
is.
Looking at the calendar.
Right.
The
that'll make you go, God.
Well, the quicker Christmas is here, the quicker it's over, though, Craig. Remember that.
Yeah. And a few days before Christmas, I'll give you this positive note. The days start getting longer.
That's right.
I know
like
I
it.
Always bum you out when I say in the middle of June, on June 20th, you know, the days are going to start getting shorter now.
You piss me off.
Then everybody gets sad. So I'll point out in the middle of December, around about the 21st of December, the days begin to get longer.
Longer, yes.
My problem with the days is our hours and the days being shorter are just crazy for us because your mindset is – we pulled up to a restaurant, wife and the kids last night, and in my mind, since it's pitch dark at 5
– it's 9 o'clock.
It was 5:30 and we pulled up to a restaurant at 5:30 and I go, hey, it's not that busy. And Becky goes, it's 5:30. And I said, oh, my God, you're right.
That's funny.
You're right. And then – and then my mindset just shuts down. It gets dark. I'm thinking this is just the end of the night.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then we ate, and my son wanted me to go to the gym, so I dropped him off at the gym. And I'm thinking, well, make sure you call me. I want to be up all night. He calls me at 7:45 to come pick him up. And I'm thinking,
and
so I'm driving out last night at 7:45, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, what's somebody doing out now? It's midnight.
Jesus.
That's not old man stuff. That's just
tired.
The way I wake up and how dark it is now. It's like, what's somebody on the road for?
Jesus,
it's 7:45.
Yeah, our family room is pretty open. There's a lot of light that comes in there. And it's like 6 o'clock last night, and it felt like it was 10.
Yeah. Now, granted, we're up really early, too. That might have something to do with it. But I also think everybody feels that way this time
of
year.
Oh, yeah. Takes
unless you work evenings, you know, and you're out and about. And I used to back in the day. I used to work evenings. But it's just crazy to think. Both times I'm thinking, what's everybody doing? Oh, the restaurant's open. Cool.
Even when you work evenings, though, like, I mean,
always, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you went to a job where it was kind of sunny when you got there. And right now, like, it gets dark and you're thinking in the evening, oh, cool, man, the night's moving along.
Right.
Oh, no, it's 5:45.
Do you imagine living in Alaska?
No.
Where it's dark at 3:30 in the afternoon?
Nope.
No.
In the dead of winter?
No.
Be nice in the summer, go golf for 20 hours.
Oh, yeah. But that's weird, too, because I've been to Alaska in the summer, and I recall my wife and I having a conversation. You kind of hungry? Yeah, I'm getting kind of hungry, too. Well, what time is it? And we look at, it's 10 o'clock.
Right.
And the sun's still up. Sun's going to be up for a couple more hours.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, no wonder we're hungry. It's 10 o'clock.
Plenty of time to day drink.
Yeah. Just get rid of that times thing, you know. Just make it light again.
There you go.
Yeah. Soon enough.
We are celebrating Sweet Potato Awareness Month.
Excellent.
Sweet.
So,
still a potato. Not my favorite. Don't like sweet potatoes.
Not my favorite.
Even as a dessert?
You know,
all yammed out with marshmallows and brown sugar.
Yam it up, it might be okay.
Yeah. In fry form,
Yeah, if you like them in fry form.
Oh, they're okay. Yeah, they're okay. I'd rather have regular potato fries than sweet potato, but the sweet potato fries I can deal with. They're actually better for you.
Yeah, I think they're a little better for you.
Yeah,
I didn't get into sweet potatoes until later because my first occurrence of them was school lunch.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that was a bad way to get introduced to them.
Yeah,
they probably didn't buy the finest ingredients.
No, nor did they prepare them well.
No.
Poor ingredients prepared poorly.
Yeah.
Yum. In farm country,
didn't
too.
Didn't work out well. For the longest time, I just thought sweet potatoes sucked.
Yeah, I'm not a big sweet potato fan, but, you know.
And why are they bad?
Why is it awareness? We know they're around. Who forgets they're around?
Right.
Awareness.
Well, they want you to...
Well, it's a sweet potato lobby doing this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Aware.
I hadn't thought of that.
Never aware there were sweet potatoes. It's weird. You know. What are you writing down? Deadpool?
No, just something I need to remember to mention to you at the break.
Okay.
All right.
Sweet potatoes.
That's a full 15 minutes
Can't
away.
Wait for that break.
That's why I had to write it down.
I know.
Have more fiber and are slightly lower on the glycemic
index.
Oh,
no, they're better for you than regular potatoes.
Yeah, but
they're not as good.
Doesn't sound like they're that much better for you.
Yeah, whatever.
If they're fried and covered in marshmallows, they're
just take your statins, Todd, you'll be fine. Take your statins, you'll be fine, except for losing your brain a little
but
bit.
But if you're going to have a potato...
Potato.
You're better off having one of those.
Yeah.
But I really...
I like regular potatoes.
Like a good regular potato french fry.
I agree.
Oh, so do I. And a baked potato, too, is great, too.
Potato. Yeah.
Love potatoes.
With a bunch of crap on it.
I don't know that I've ever had bad french fries, no matter what potato it's made of.
I'm with you on that.
Tater tots, waffle fries.
Sometimes it can be a little soggy.
Hungry.
Yeah, but even then.
Omaha Tap House day. I'm hungry.
Even cold the next day out of the fridge. I'll still eat the fries.
Last night, too. Oh,
bowling
alley
fries.
Even one left on the floor of your car that was there a day, maybe.
Oh, man. We'll
blow the sand off that.
Right.
It's still good.
Big old piece of gravel on it.
Yeah, but it's your gravel.
Yeah.
Skin on fries.
Yeah.
Are the
best.
Love
begin.
Tater skin.
Steak fries. Yeah. The big, big fries. Ones.
Oh, we're making everybody hungry.
Right.
Cottage fries.
When I was in college, I had one of those little fry babies.
Yeah.
And, the little thing that would cut up potatoes and made my own skin on french fries all the time.
Oh,
they
yeah.
were great.
Skin
oh,
on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You should get back to doing that, Todd.
You get that grease all over your dorm room wall.
Yeah. Everywhere.
And you get yelled at because you're not supposed to have a fry baby in your dorm.
I can see why.
Yeah, that seems to be cooking hazard.
Hot oil is a bit of a fire hazard.
Yeah, it is. Surprise.
Says the guy who got high and left the pizza until it lit on fire.
Gotta bet. Your clothes, your whole wardrobe smelled like hot. It smelled, everybody probably just assumed you worked the fryer at McDonald's at that point.
Oh, yeah. You had a fry baby in your dorm.
In the dorm room.
Yeah.
No, the one time I almost burned the house down, I didn't have a fry baby, so I put... a bunch of oil in a big cast iron pan.
And passed out.
Yeah. Ooh. And this is.
Oh, that's right.
I was watching a World Series game.
Making a bomb.
I was high and I really got into it. And then.
Hi, I'm Todd.
What's that smell?
Yeah, there's a cloud over me. And
don't smoke pot.
This flame was probably about 4 feet high. It had consumed the fan above the stove.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. So I took a couple of. What the hell are they?
Hopefully baking
mitts,
powder.
Oven mitts. Yeah. And at arm's length, I'm holding this pan
Jesus.
It's shooting a flame 3 feet in the air. And I take it out the door.
And you're high.
And I dump it into the garden.
Into the garden?
Kind of bury it there.
That had to be awesome.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And the next spring, it sprouted fries out of the garden.
Waffle fry trees.
Right. Needless to say, there was a little
Holy
smoke damage.
Crap.
And the landlord wasn't happy about the fan being gone.
Yeah,
I'm not. I just can't figure out how you didn't light the entire hallway on fire.
Yeah.
Like that blows my mind.
Because I moved pretty quickly.
Scary. At once you got done moving really slow.
Whole family was sleeping too, right?
No, I was the only one home.
Oh, good.
Everyone else was gone.
Good.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I can understand why the RA was unhappy with you having a fry daddy in your dorm room. Nah, he doesn't look like somebody we should give hot oil to.
Well, the burning the house down happened long after college.
Yeah, I know, but you probably were exhibiting some warning signs back in college.
Several years after college. Yeah. He may have been. Well, 94% of us are going to be eating pie on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's it take a guy to munch on that pie?
It's not what he said.
No, he didn't say that.
That was an earlier discussion.
Pie.
We can't repeat. Pie. And about half of those are going to be pumpkin pies.
I like pumpkin pie with some cool whip.
I don't seek it out the rest of the year, but on Thanksgiving, I got to have a slice of pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I really like the taste of it, but I think it's a nutmeg. For whatever reason, nutmeg gives me a little heartburn, so I eat too much of it. Mm. But I really like the taste of it.
If you dilute the nutmeg with piles of whipped cream, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You'll be fine. It's best if you can't see the slice of pie underneath the whipped cream.
But you can't leave the nutmeg out.
No.
It wouldn't taste the same.
No.
Or you can't substitute something for the nutmeg. You got to have the nutmeg. You do. And then 28% apple, 10% pecan.
Oh, I like pecan pie. Ooh.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I think that's where it's at.
I like apple,
That's where
too.
It's at.
Yeah. And 14% of us admit to serving a store-bought pie and saying it's homemade.
Oh, saying it's homemade.
Does Village Inn count?
Store-bought pies are everywhere. Yeah, they're great.
Is that a store? I always thought that was homemade.
It is homemade. Store-bought pie is fine, but don't say it's, you know, you usually tell.
Pete always has the greatest banana cream pie with him. I don't know.
The way he works that French silk pie, I mean, I didn't know he had that kind of skill.
All right. An FDA official says that there's no updates. 2 months after the White House announced that it was seeking a ban on all e-cigarette flavors except tobacco, the Senate Health Committee questioned the head of the FDA Center for Tobacco Products, Mitch Zeller. He said, ask the White House. I got nothing.
He says a lot, then nothing ever happens. That's what he does.
He said he couldn't give a timeline for a ban. He couldn't confirm even if it's still moving forward. At another event, the Health and Human Services Secretary said, we're still working on
that. No, they're not. You say it out loud, people think it happened. Then. Right. That's what happens all the time with this administration.
Yeah.
Say it out loud.
We said something, and
I said it out loud.
Yeah, boy, we mean that.
We don't follow through with anything.
Like you wouldn't believe we mean that. So. Isn't the guy who does Man versus Food the Surgeon General? You pick the least likely candidate.
Oh, yeah, like he does everything else. Yeah.
Right. The opposite. You pick opposite guy?
Yeah, you pick opposite guy.
Okay.
You have a woman that runs the student loan collection service as the head of the education. Yeah, that's brilliant. She's a criminal.
Baby name predictions are out for 020. The top predictions for 020, Nameberry looked at the names that are looked up the most this year from their 70,000 choices and also pop culture influences.
Yeah, the pop culture stuff always kicks in.
And so they are guessing, they are predicting the top baby names for next year.
Chosen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Common.
Common. No, that's old.
Common's
that's
a good
late
one.
Late 90s.
Yeah. West.
North.
North. South. For the boys,
Just the regular ones or people that knew ones they looked up? What was a big show? You know, the Game of Thrones was big for a while. People were looking up those kind of names.
Oh, yeah.
Targaryen.
Yeah.
Nobody names your kid Targaryen anymore.
Apparently, Austin is going to be a big name. Ada, A-D-A-H. Ellis will be as well.
Ellis.
Yeah. And then Alva, Tate, Diego, Easton, and Cash for boys.
Cash,
for girls,
man.
Reese, Paisley, Nova,
whoa,
Pearl, and Billy.
Billy.
And
Billy.
The top.
Billy.
With the IE. And the top
Paisley,
gender.
That's different. I don't mind the word Paisley.
The top gender neutral predictions.
For them?
Include
Pat.
The names Phoenix, Remy, Darcy, Quinn,
hey,
and Emerson.
Great cans.
Thank you. Someone has got to warn these parents.
Emerson.
Yes. Don't name your kid Emerson.
Not if it's a girl.
Or
because it's not cans if you say it the right way.
If you name your kid Emerson, don't introduce him to anybody over the age of 50.
I was just going to say, I don't get it.
Emerson, great boobs.
Emerson. No, the guy's last name is Biggins.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that one, Emerson, great. Yeah, yeah.
What's Emerson that? Biggins.
Yeah. The
we should just move on.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't get it.
Them are some. Them are some.
Them are some
great cans.
Big ones.
All right, I'm the dummy.
Emerson Biggins. Yeah.
You are. Jeez. You're just too articulate. You don't hang around enough articulate people who say Emerson.
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 Emerson. Emerson. Emerson. That's how you had to say it. Sorry, not Emerson.
Yeah. Emerson.
Emerson, good French fries.
Sorry about that. That's on me.
Good French fries. Is that your last name? You got to name your kid Emerson. Yeah. What's your name? Emerson Good French Fries.
Middle name?
Emerson, French or middle name? Fries.
Emerson Good Fries.
Oh, my God. All right.
Well, you definitely name your kid Emerson if your last name is Good Fries.
Learn something every day. Game on. Look out today. Look out.
Well, you've already learned your thing for the day.
You know, Emerson, good things to put into my day right there.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. Now you got it.
Yeah. Right, start every phrase with that today. Nobody will be annoyed.
I do my best. Ever some high goals, but
there
I'll see what I can
there
do.
There you go.
You're getting it.
There you go.
Slides off the tongue when you start saying it.
Yeah. Now, parents.com have now ranked the worst baby names of the year so far.
Emerson.
Yep.
Bad name.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to me like a gender-neutral name. Did you list Emerson as a gender-neutral name?
Yeah, I did.
Emerson.
I did. And apparently it is.
Okay.
I'm not going to argue with them because, what do I know about babies and their genders?
Yep.
And what parents want to call them.
Yeah. And what they identify as.
Well, it's not so much that. There are names you could use. You could have a name and you'd have one name ready to go, and it's a boy or girl, you'll use it.
Okay.
And people can do that, I guess. There's
they
a lot of those. I mean, that's been going around well before gender assignment stuff. You
sure,
know?
Yeah, but you're not going to name a dude Cindy, generally.
No. Not Cindy, but Pat.
But Kim.
I got a buddy named Pat, Kim, and I know a girl named Pat.
I used to call them, the term I used was unisex, meaning they could apply to either sex.
I mean, Kelly's right? One of our buddies is Kelly. My sister's name's Kelly. You know that.
Yeah, yes.
That's a neutral name.
Gender
neutral.
It's not
neutral. What I call her, but
yeah. You don't hear a girl named Craig.
I don't even know what that means.
You don't hear a girl named Pete. No girls are named Todd. That'd be really dumb.
No. Hi, I'm Todd.
So at parents.com.
A lot of girls named Bush, though. Yeah.
They ranked the worst baby names of the year so far.
Chosen.
That people have chosen.
Okay.
Chosen.
Chosen is a bad one.
Yeah.
Celebrities can say what they want, though.
Kid's name is still Chosen.
Yeah, oh, that's stupid.
That's Scam's kid.
Yeah, that's a stupid name.
One of his kids.
Yeah.
So, according to parents.com, the worst girl names that have been chosen in 2019, starting at number 10, Pansy, Vegas at 9,
Vegas?
Annie. A-N-Y.
Vegas? Vegas doesn't bother me. I wouldn't use it, but Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Annie?
Annie. A-N-Y.
That's a girl?
Yes.
Yeah, she's going to get abused for that.
Blakely, spelled B-L-A-Y-K-E-L-E-E. Starlet at number six. Khaleesi, Chardonnay.
Khaleesi, by
Chardonnay.
The way, Khaleesi is from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Chardonnay is what I drank last night.
Well, that's at number four on the worst names for girls in 2019. Sincere, spelled with C's and Y's, at number three on the worst names for girls.
I knew some Sincere spelled like that.
Really?
Right. Really.
Your name was Sincere?
Elementary school, yeah. Sincere, Sincere.
Black chick, right?
Yeah, there's both.
Mattel apparently is a name for a girl. I don't know how that's how it's spelled. I don't know how it is pronounced. And then Shy, they say, is the worst name for a girl.
S-H-A-I?
S-H-Y.
S-H-Y.
Yeah.
That one doesn't bother me as much. I wouldn't use it.
No.
Yeah. I wonder if that guy got free toys for the first person to name their kid Mattel.
And apparently the worst names for boys this year, Styles at number 10, spelled with a Z at the end, S-T-Y-L-E-Z.
I don't care if you spell it, you'll call yourself Styles.
That's that's a suburban name right there.
It's also a last name.
Isn't that how Harry spells his last name?
Not
but it's also his last name.
With a Z?
I don't think he does.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, I don't think so.
Danger at number 9 on the worst names for boys.
Don't name a kid
Call
Danger.
Call him Danny.
There's a good chance he's not going to be a Danger.
Carlos.
And he's going to be an accountant somewhere, and his name's Danger.
Carlos.
Oh, we got Danger on it. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Right.
Was that Wiener's fake account, wasn't it? Wasn't he Carlos?
Yeah. Carlos
Danger.
Danger. Once again, last
name. These are first names.
Right.
What was Mitt Romney's fake Twitter account name?
Ron Mexico,
right. Yeah.
No, that was Michael Vick.
That was his herpes name.
He was Pierre or something.
Happy's.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Cletus is at number 8.
Cletus!
Oh, yeah. Name your kid Cletus.
On the worst names for boys in 2019, thanks to parenting.com.
Name him anyone. Anything from Dukes of Hazzard.
Pierre Delecto.
Boss.
Was Mitt Romney's.
How about Boss? That'd actually be a cool name.
Yeah. Right? Boss?
Boss.
Yeah.
Xavier with two X's and a Y.
I know Xavier.
Yeah, but is it spelled XXAY?
No, because the guy from the Vikings, Xavier Rhodes, wants it pronounced Xavier.
Good for him.
And don't.
Good for him.
And Pinches? I've got to be pronouncing
Pinche.
That wrong.
Yeah.
Pinche. Pinches and Herb?
Yeah.
In the morning.
At number 6, Manson at number 5 on the worst names for boys in 2019.
Oh, look at little Manson. He's so cute.
Manson and Adolf.
In the morning.
Yeah, Manson ruined that name for people.
Axis at number 4, as in Axis and Allies, for instance.
Or of evil.
Or evil, yeah. Club? No, not club. Cub.
Much better. Club. Yeah. I'd rather
Crub. Both are dumb.
Cub at number 4. Hugo at number 2. Cub at number 3. Hugo at number 2. As
Hugo?
If the you know the small Hugo. Hungarian car.
Yeah. How about ISIS has to be on there? That's the worst name ever.
Well, the worst name ever for this year in 2019 for boys at number 1, King Messiah.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's just setting a pretty high bar.
It really is.
Yeah. You're going by KM right away. Just call me KM. Because, and here's my buddy Danger.
There's the homie Manson, and there's little Adolf over there.
You're scarring those kids, man. Yeah. Omaha Tap House. Two locations in Omaha. Great food, great beer, great booze.
Hell yeah.
We're about to dive into some of that.
Look out below.
And Josh Wolf later on, too.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.